I'm Tracy. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Tracy.
I have to look around. Wow, I'm totally nervous. Okay. Happy birthday to me and everybody else. My sobriety date is February 1st, 2004. The worst day, quite possibly, of my life, and the day that I celebrate the most now. It was, I guess, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now in 10 minutes. I don't know. I came to at about 4 o'clock in the morning and realized that I hadn't picked my kids up from the babysitter. I hate when that happens. It wasn't the worst morning that I had had after drinking. Fortunately, it was just the last time I had to drink. I had had plenty of other blackout episodes that were even crazier, but this one was the last one. I grew up in a home with a couple of parents who dealt meth in Lakeside. There were Hell's Angels and guns and fighting and broken bones and hospitals, and it was whatever. Going through that and being a teenager, it was kind of like, you know, you were born into a lifestyle and that was just the lifestyle, you know, and no matter what I did, I wasn't going to be able to pull out of that. You know, it was, you know, I'll probably have a kid and I'll never go to college and, you know, I might work at the grocery store and whatever, you know, and alcohol was just, it was there, it was a constant. And rather than go and blossom out and try and get out of that lifestyle, I just kind of leaned into it. You know, I mean, there was no hope. I was a hopeless little kid from the word go, you know. And anyway, I'd gone through rehab a few times, and in 2004, I was done. I can't tell you why. And, you know, I've looked back on it many times. And honestly, I think it's just a miracle. God got me to AA. Randy said it best. God got me to AA. And AA got me to a wonderful God of my understanding. You know, what happened when I got here was I went to a lot of meetings. I remember saying in my first 30 days or so, you know, I will do just about anything you guys tell me to do or suggest to me. And that's how willing I was. I did not want to go back and have another drink again. I was a blackout drinker. And it got to the point in the last few years of my drinking that even a couple glasses of wine and I forgot what I had done. And I really believe that you could make a bazillion dollars if you put a blow start on a telephone. I would wake up in the morning and I'd be like, okay, God, who did I call? What did I say? What did I do? Where are the kids? There were quite a few times that I went downstairs and checked the bumper of my car. You know, I mean, God, those mornings sucked. Where was I going? I forgot where I was. But anyway, I was willing to do just about anything anybody said. I went to a lot of meetings. In my first 2 years, I think I went to about 7 meetings a week. Being a single mom with 3 kids, it was a challenge. But, you know, it seemed like there was a hell of a lot more time when I wasn't laying on the couch. And so I was able to make those meetings. And I was afraid not to. I was afraid to go back out and live that life again. Desperately afraid. Desperately. There is no more hideous feeling than waking up and just feeling sick, like I want to die. But anyway. I worked the steps. I'm so nervous that I'm not even being myself, you guys. I'm not a big book person at all. Like, I wish I could quote things and sound really big book thumpery, but I'm not. Yeah, you know what? I've worked all 12 steps and I've worked the 12 traditions and I live the principles of the program, but I'm not a, you know, I can't quote from the book and I don't sound all like spiritual goddess girl. I'm mostly like not a glum lot girl. You know, I mean, that's me. You know, I live AA, and I really enjoy life, and I have fun, and here's the cool thing. Okay, so here's the rad thing. This is what happened for me. These are my promises, my personal little promises after working the 12 steps. I used to be afraid of the mailbox, terribly afraid, so much so that my mail used to go back to the post office, and this was even in sobriety. With that part in the promises where it talks about financial, like, whatever. Yeah, fear of financial, whatever, will go away. For the promises for me is not so much that I'm going to have all this cash now, is that I can walk to the mailbox without fear. Like, I don't care. You know what? I either got the money to pay it or I don't. And there is so much peace in my heart being able to walk and open that mailbox and get a bill and not be sick to my stomach. It's awesome, you know? Another really cool spiritual awakening that I have, an example of one, is has to do with car insurance. So I drove for about 10 years without a driver's license. And the police officers were nice enough not to, like, arrest me or whatever. Every time they pulled me over, they just gave me more tickets on top of more tickets on top of more tickets. And by the time I finally took care of all these tickets, I had a huge fine and yada yada. I didn't think that I could ever get insurance because I had never attempted to before. Once I got my license, I just continued to drive without insurance, and this was in sobriety. And I was sitting down with my sponsor one day, and we were going over my ninth step, and we were talking about insurance and my fear. One of the things on my fears inventory was for being a driver who doesn't have insurance. And she said, "Well, let's take care of a ninth step right now, and let's get insurance." We got on the phone. I know how to do it. And she handed me a phone book, and I opened it up, called, and in that moment, became insured. And I was like, oh my God, it was the same feeling as being able to walk to the mailbox and check it. Like, I could do donuts in the middle of the street right now if I want to, right? I am insured. I am licensed. I am sober. I know what bills I have, whether they're paid or not. And you know what? For me, these are the things that, like, where this was like, this is freedom. I know what I did yesterday. I have insurance. Those are my like burning bush moments. They seem kind of like, you know, normal, but, you know, whatever. So in the 7 years, in the actually first 4 years of my sobriety, this is where this little girl from Lakeside went, and it's not about stuff, but, you know, it's kind of cool. I still manage to keep a job. I've been with the same company for 21 years, and I managed to, you know, be a good mom to my three kids, and I bought my own home on my own. You know, I've got a car that I don't worry about it turning on every morning. Most of my teeth are mine. But I have great dental insurance. You know, and I'm really happy about that. Sorry, hey, it is what it is. And I'm comfortable in my skin and getting more and more comfortable every day. I've got such a really cool journey in front of me, and I'm happy where I'm at today. I'm happy to see a lot of people that I met when I first got sober, who held my hand, I'm so grateful that I reached out and said, please help me, when it was really uncomfortable to ask. I'm really grateful that I had the courage to go to the parties and functions that people invited me to, even when I didn't want to go. I used to stock a parking lot at one of my meetings on Sunday morning because I was afraid to go home, and I would kind of drive real slow, hoping somebody would ask if I wanted to go to coffee. And I'm grateful I did that, because I really needed to, like, make connections. I needed to dig my heels in and be with you. And I'm happy I did that. And I'm pretty confident that most times, if I don't have anything going on, if somebody asked me to coffee, I would probably go, you know, and be there for somebody who needed a friend, you know. And I know that most people in AA are about the same way. And I'm grateful that I've discovered in the last couple of years that everybody in Alcoholics Anonymous are just people, you know. Anyway, I think it's been about close to 10 minutes, I'm pretty sure. I appreciate it. Thank you.